Hope you are doing good. I thought I might not be able to publish my episode this week since we are based in the city of Xiamen, which is literally directly across from Taiwan. And there was going to be a war with Taiwan, apparently. But thank God it didn't happen. So as usual, we are here every Saturday, just like the past 17 weeks. Today, we'll talk about 歇后语. I find 中文歇后语, the two-part allegorical sayings, are probably one of the most interesting thing in the Chinese language. These short phrases are composed of two parts. The first part acts as a riddle, a little introduction, and the second part plays a result, sort of a response to the first part. However, only the first part is usually spoken out, and the second half is hidden. So if you don't know these short phrases, you'll be like, huh, 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 all the time. This is very similar to if you say break a leg to someone who is just starting to learn English. They have no idea what does a break a leg mean. Xie means rest. Hou means the later one, the one that's behind. Yu means words or sayings. So it literally means sayings that the first part is spoken out and the later one, which is the second part of the phrase, gets a rest, or I would say it gets suspended. And so today I will introduce you guys 10个有意思的歇后语。我们开始吧, let's go. Means looking at a person through door cracks, 门缝里, door cracks, the narrow gap. Then you're going to make little of them, 看扁了, making little of them, 看扁了. Then you're going to make little of them, since your vision of the person is all squeezed through the narrow door crack. This is often used to tell a person to not judge another person so easily. 第二个, 鸡蛋碰石头, 自不量力. 鸡蛋碰石头 means egg against a rock. When you hit an egg against a rock, then it's obviously out of your league, eggy. This week, Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan, and China was arming up to threat the US. And some Chinese would say, 鸡蛋碰石头, 自不量力. P.S. China is the egg here. 第三个, 对牛弹琴, 白费劲. 对牛弹琴 means playing music to a cow, which is a pointless thing to do. So, 白费劲, a pointless thing to do. You see, playing music to a cow is similar to trying to convince a stubborn person. So, a lot of times when we are trying to, or another person is trying to convince a stubborn person, we will tell them, 对牛弹琴, 白费劲. Number four, 第四个, 打肿脸充胖子. 打肿脸 literally means hit yourself to have a swollen face, so you can pretend that you're fat. 充胖子, pretend that you're fat. I gotta explain being fat here. Being fat is sometimes considered being wealthy among the older generations. That's why you would see a lot of fat Chinese babies, because this is a symbol of we got loads of food in the house. Alright, so we use this in the scenario where, for example, some Chinese would rent an expensive car during Chinese New Year, so they can show off when gathering with the family relatives. This act of renting car to show off is an act of 打肿脸充胖子, because you're not actually fat, I mean wealthy, fat, wealthy, but in order to fake it, you had to punch yourself to the point it is swollen. Well, in real life, by swollen, I mean this guy had to pay a lot of money to rent the car, and he had to put himself through a lot of, you know, unnecessary things. And this is an act of 打肿脸充胖子. 第五个, number five, 车到山前必有路. I think this one is a little bit philosophical. So it means 车到山前, literally means reaching the bottom of a mountain, 必有路, then there must be a route. So there are many times where we feel we are out of solutions. And at this moment, if you meet a wise Chinese, he will tell you, 车到山前必有路, meaning maybe you can't yet see the route passing the mountain, but once you arrive at the bottom of the mountain, you'll find it. Sort of saying there is a solution to everything. Number six, 第六条, 打破砂锅问到底。Breaking the pot, getting to the bottom of it. Breaking the pot, 打破砂锅问到底。Getting to the bottom of it. This is rather straightforward. 砂锅 is a clay pot. So if you really want to find out everything that's cooking in the pot, then you gotta drop it, smash it, and get to the bottom of it. I bet the Chinese police need to break a lot of clay pots each day, since they need to interrogate a lot of suspects. 第七个 number 7, 画蛇添足，多此一举。Adding feet to a snake in a painting, 画蛇添足。The extra work is absolutely unnecessary, isn't it? It's kind of obvious, because snakes don't have feet. I would say this when I see people wearing masks while driving, because you don't really need to wear a mask when you're inside your car, your own car. And that would be 多此一举。Or when I sit in a Tesla and it automatically closes its doors for me, and I would think that is kind of 多此一举 as well.Number 8, 第八个，赶鸭子上架，吃力不讨好。Chasing the ducks onto the grill, 赶鸭子上架。It's very tiring, and yet no one would appreciate it. 吃力不讨好。Tiring, 吃力不讨好。No one would appreciate it. It makes sense. It is extremely hard to tell the ducks to go onto the barbecue grill and tell them it's the end of your day. And the ducks would definitely not appreciate it.In real life, if you ask your 5-year-old to be extremely responsible of everything he or she does, it's extremely hard. Although you probably have a good intention, but your kid is not going to appreciate it, and he would probably grow up telling everyone he had a bad childhood. So, this is when you would say, 赶鸭子上架，吃力不讨好. Where the 5-year-old kid is the duck, the 鸭子. So you want to push him to be more responsible,And this is an act of you want to push him onto the grill, right? Although you have a good intention. So we would use this to describe an act that is not ready, an act that you would be probably rushing to do, and which is not a good timing. And during these times, when you try to push things, when you try to push the ducks, it's going to be very exhausting for you. And at the same time, no one's going to appreciate it.Number 9, 第九个，挂羊头卖狗肉，虚情假意。Hang a sheep head while selling dog meat, 挂羊头卖狗肉，虚情假意 ,disingenuous. So, 挂羊头卖狗肉，虚情假意。Basically, this describes an action that is dishonest. Sometimes you would spot a restaurant or a bar without any customers for years, and you wonder, how are they surviving?And in most cases, it is a money laundry operation. And you would say, this shop, 这个店挂羊头卖狗肉 This goes for people's actions as well. For instance, a phony person would do a lot of things that seem sincere up front, but you know what's really happening. Then you would say, 他, he, 他挂羊头卖狗肉呢 And number 10, the last one, 第十个竹篮打水一场空。竹篮 is a bamboo basket. And 打水 means fetching water. 一场空 means you end up with nothing. And if you put it together, it's trying to fetch water in a bamboo basket. Then obviously, you're not going to end up with anything because there are just too much gaps in between the basket. It's very obvious that it's very tiring to fetch water with a basket with a bunch of gaps and holes. So this describes when a person puts in a lot of effort on his work, his relationship or anything, and failed in the end. We would say, 竹篮打水一场空。All right, those are the 10 phrases for today, and it passed pretty fast. I find these phrases really fun and interesting. If you do so as well, drop us a comment on our Instagram at the Chinese Talk Lab.Last but not the least, if you're really enjoying our show, please give us a 5-star rating on Spotify or whichever platform that you're using. It's not going to cost you a penny, but it will help us a lot. And if you love our show and would love to support a little bit more, like $5 or a shot of vodka, please visit and subscribe to our Patreon page. Again, we really appreciate all the support. And I wish you all a great weekend. Have a good one.